there's a lot of corruption in the country. And to be honest, that has really crippled the nation. Everything else is there. We can talk of mineral resources, we can talk of human resources, we can talk of whatever, in terms of proposals and the like. We are top-notch, even in this world. But what lacks is that leadership quality. We don't have people that fear God. So we are the first people, and we should be credited as being the first people to talk of God-fearing leaders. That's why you now hear the word being bandied everywhere by other political parties.
How will this aspect of bringing in a religious view, how will this change the platform for your party as we compare to others?
The real issue, if you are talking of God-fearing leaders, okay, so some people might say, I know it doesn't sound big. It's a small issue. It's big. Let me talk of a simple example, like Constituency Development Fund, where MPs were given, let's say, $50,000 or $30,000 each to develop a constituency. You can make a difference in a constituency, but simply because somebody does not fear God, does not even respect the people, is simply there for selfish reasons, you find the person has now enough money to marry two or three other wives, or possibly to buy a mansion for a girlfriend, or to take the money and go on a spending spree, just flying around in the light. So that makes the difference, because people really can be developed. And we're saying we're a nation here, possibly one of the richest in the world, but that cannot translate into our livelihood unless it was people that can make that money be channeled into the welfare of the people.